WTUZ.
Yerkesville Law Director to be appointed by City Council. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Yerkesville City Council will be forced to make a decision on who will fill the vacant law director position. Initially, Yerkesville Mayor Rick Dorland was set to appoint someone, but after no one showed up to open interviews last week, the decision is now out of his hands.
We don't have any attorneys who live within the city, so I can't make it an appointment, so now it goes to City Council for the appointment.
Brett Hillier will be vacating the position on January 7th as he becomes the 98th District State Representative. Dorland said City Council will meet Thursday, December 20th, but he is unsure of when they will make a final decision. The New Philadelphia Police Department is offering simple tips to protect valuables at the store and in the home this holiday season. Residential burglaries increase leading up to long holiday weekends, with 64% of homeowners and renters not locking up before leaving the house. That is according to a AAA home security survey. New Philadelphia Police Chief Mike Goodwin explains for those last-minute shoppers to lock the vehicle while in the store and to place items under a covering.
When we go shopping, especially for the women, please pay attention to your purse that's in the shopping cart. Too many times the purse sits there and it's kind of wide open and your wallet or billfold right on top. And it's very easy to be distracted and turn around and somebody could come by and take this.
Goodwin adds for those traveling to make it look like someone is still at home by using automatic timers or getting a trusted friend to check on the house.
If you've got your tree set up someplace and you happen to have opened your gifts, don't leave them where you can see them necessarily through a window or the front door and you're not there. People can knock on your door and if there's no answer, they're very well may try to break in.
Social media users are also reminded to be cautious of posting any high-valued items online and any travel plans.
And somebody that would follow you that would want to do something to your house knows that you're out of the area, and again, you're just setting yourself up to be a target. We just ask that you try to make it as difficult on somebody as can be if they're going to cause harm or break into your place.
Another idea for extended travel plans is to stop package and mail deliveries or have a pickup plan in place. Any suspicious activity in neighborhoods can be reported to a local police station. According to the United States Department of Justice, homeowners lose an average of over $2,000 in damages and possessions related to home burglaries. And in state news, Ohio has approved the first testing lab for medical marijuana in the state. The Ohio Department of Commerce on Thursday announced that it was awarded the first testing lab certification of operation to North Coast Testing Laboratories in Streetsboro in Northeast Ohio. The department said the certificate means that all regulatory components of the program are in place for the sale of plant-only products in dispensaries. All marijuana must be lab tested for potency and purity before sale begins. In sports news, Cleveland is north of the border in Toronto tonight versus one of the best teams in the NBA. Cavs and the Raptors tip off at 7 o'clock. In college basketball, the Ohio Bobcats traveled to West Lafayette, Indiana, and lost to Purdue last night 95-67. Today, Kent State plays at Oregon State at 3 o'clock. In college football, Marshall topped South Florida 38-20 in the Gasparilla Bowl from St. Petersburg, Florida last night. Today at 12:30, the Toledo Rockets battle Florida International in the Bahamas Bowl. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, especially this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s this morning. Temperatures dropping into the upper 30s by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain showers changing to snow showers, gusty winds, low temperature dropping down to 32. Little in the way of snow accumulation expected, maybe a slushy amount on some grassy surfaces. Blustery and cold Saturday with scattered flurries in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high 35. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.